Chilton, my dear fellow.
Good evening, Lord Caversham. Oh, good evening, Lady Markby. I hope you brought Sir John with you.
Oh, I brought a much more charming person than Sir John. Sir John's temper, since he's taken seriously to politics, has become quite unbearable. Really, now that the House of Commons is trying to become useful, it does a great deal of harm.
I hope not. At any rate, we do our best to waste the public time, don't we? But who is this charming person you've been kind enough to bring to us?
Her name is Mrs. Cheeveley. One of the Dorsetshire Cheeveleys, I suppose. But I really don't know. Families are so mixed nowadays. Indeed, as a rule, everybody turns out to be somebody else.
Mrs. Cheeveley, I seem to know the name.
She has just arrived from Vienna.
Ah, yes, I think I know whom you mean.
Oh, she goes everywhere there and has such pleasant scandals about all her friends. I really must go to Vienna next winter. I hope there's a good chef at the embassy.
If there is not, the ambassador will certainly have to be recalled. Pray point out Mrs. Cheeveley to me.
Let me introduce you. My dear, Sir Robert Chilton is dying to know you.
Everyone is dying to know the brilliant Mrs. Cheeveley. Our attaché is at Vienna right to us about nothing else.
Oh, thank you, Sir Robert. An acquaintance that begins with a compliment is sure to develop into a real friendship. It starts in the right manner. And I find that I know Lady Chilton already.
Really?
Yes, she just reminded me that we were at school together. I remember it perfectly now. She always got the Good Conduct Prize.